You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, hello and welcome to Inside Out and welcome to a new year. And I want to share so much with you. I wish we actually had more time together and could do this more frequently, but please know that my heart is always to share something worthwhile and helpful with you. And I not only want to help you, but just as you've been helped, you want to help others. And so if you're listening to this, and I don't want to overly assume here, but I think my assumption is to some level you are a Christian, an active Christian. If you're not, I thank you that you're scoping things out a little bit and listening to what I'm sharing. My perspective and what I'm sharing is certainly Christian. It's a biblical worldview and informed by God's timeless, flawless word and the truth that comes from God, which works. It works and it changes our lives and it changes our eternity. But if you're a Christian, you've received what we call good news, and it's changed your life and it's changed your eternity. And the point I'm trying to make is we're not just to be a consumer. Well, wow, that helped me. We're also to become an ambassador, that what we've received is worth sharing, not hiding. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, the Apostle Paul writes, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the good news, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile." And that's just the historic progression there. "For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." This good news brings salvation. And salvation, by definition, is to deliver, to bring to safety, to rescue. It's preservation from sin and its results. This good news brings salvation, how to be saved, how to be right with God, how to live an overcoming life. And there's something so powerful about the good news that it brings us salvation, which in other Bible terms is everything needed for life and for godliness. So if it brings you everything you need for life and for godliness for here and for hereafter, that's good news. But what makes it good news is the bad news. And the bad news is what all has happened to you, what was done to you, what you have done, and all that is happening around you. The good news is what Jesus has done for you. So in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death." That's bad news. "But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." That's the good news. Romans 5:8 says, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners." So when we believe this good news, the Bible says, and it's true, it brings the power of God into your life, into your circumstances. It impacts your past, your present, your future, and your forever. And here's the thing. That's restored wholeness. You're headed to heaven. You're helped on earth. And there's nothing, nothing else that could do that. And there's no one else that could do that for you. This is the gift of God by believing on him, what Jesus has done for us. And Paul was not ashamed to share this good news. He said, I'm an ambassador for this. So I want to ask you, if you're a Christian, and if this has taken root in your life, aren't you glad that somebody shared the good news with you? I'm so glad someone shared the good news with me. This past Saturday, I had the extreme honor to actually do the celebration of life, you know, a funeral service, for the man who led me to the Lord when I was 11 and a half years old. And all these years later, he's been in my life to some degree or another, and in recent times a little more. And then I was asked, and so honored to be asked by his family to do his service. And my heart was full, and I remember entirely as an 11 and a half year old, you know, that those interactions that led to me hearing the good news, believing the good news, receiving the good news, and receiving salvation, and a power that changed my life, the trajectory of my life, and my eternity. So am I glad somebody shared the good news with me? Absolutely. During the service, there were times I got where I'm sharing my portion of the service, I just would get choked up because of the emotion of this was beyond even my thoughts. I'm so glad somebody shared the good news with me. So we're not only to be consumers of this, we're to be ambassadors of this good news. This good news is worth sharing. I want to say that again. This good news is worth sharing. And get this, and it's worth sharing right. It needs to be shared the right way. Here's some statistics. Almost 40% of people are unchurched. That means they've never been to church. 40% are unchurched. And of these, mostly are de-churched. And the majority of these, the rest of those, were never churched. So why are people unchurched? Why are people de-churched? Why are people never churched? I mean, seriously, come on. I know things have changed, but still here in the United States, the chances of you seeing a church, hearing about a church, running across some of their media messages, something, running into some Christians, somehow to hear something about Jesus and some good news, wow. Could it be that the message is not being shared right? Getting shared wrong? Think about it. 95% of Christians have never led someone to Jesus, yet this good news is worth sharing. 61% of Christians have not shared their faith in the last 6 months. 79% of Christians have not invited someone to church in the last year. And 98% of Christians do not witness or share their faith weekly. And you should. Let me just land today kind of here. People who are away from God, they matter to God. And it should matter to you. When you were away from God, it mattered to God. And what did God do? He had somebody share with you. You heard good news through a person. God uses people. And people away from God matter to God. And it should matter to you. So again, this good news is worth sharing. And it's worth sharing right. The problem is it's either not getting shared or it's getting shared wrong. So I want to, over the next few episodes, let's talk about this good news. Let's talk about that it needs to be shared. And let's talk about how to share it in the right way. Because the problem is that people are either rejecting the message, which happens, but my concern is it's either not getting shared, I mean, I can't control, you can't control if they reject the message or not. But you know what we can do a better job at? If the message is not getting shared, then maybe we can get the courage and the skill to share it. And if it's not getting shared in the right way, we can improve and share and treasure, value this message and share it in the right way. Again, people who are away from God matter to God. It should matter to us. And this good news is worth sharing, and it's worth sharing right. Hey, we'll continue on this, and make sure you tune in, and good things are ahead. Again, aren't you glad somebody shared the good news with you? Well, I hope Inside Out is good news for you and encourages you. That's my goal. And we'll be here every week and sharing with you just, rather briefly, because I'm trying to be honoring of your time and yet not wear this out so that we can pass on some nuggets to you and you can think about these things and impact your life in a positive and godly way. I love you for being a part of this. God bless you. Have a great rest of the week. We'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.